The parsha starts off, Ela told us Noach, Noach ish tzaddik. And then, only later on, after describing Noach's tzaddikus, do we see the names of his children. Why does the pasuk do this? If we're going to say these are the children of Noach, we should say their names were Shem, Ham, and Yofes. Rashi explains that one's Iker children are his good deeds. Perhaps on a simple level, we can explain that this is referring to man's legacy. We know based on the Gemara's in Yesh Nochlin, Bavabash, Daf, Kuf, Chesem, Ebeis, and other places in the Perek, that the children are kam tachas ameis, they stand in the place of the deceased. The greatest legacy that one can leave is to leave the world in a better place than they found it. This is accomplished by raising children properly and by you yourself being a good person. However, Rav Moshe in the Kol Ram Parshas Noach O Skimmel explains an additional element. Just as one loves all of their children equally, one should ascribe equal value to all of their deeds. Each little thing is significant and should not be brushed aside because it could have been better. Your kids won't be perfect, but you won't brush them aside. Additionally, there are the mitzvahs that we tend to regard, or in Lashon HaChazal, mitzvah she'adam dash ba'kevo. Similarly, Rav Moshe quotes the Mishnah in Perkei Avos, Perk Beis Mishnah Aleph, that one should be zahir b'mitzvah kala k'vachamura. When we raise our children, we put in our utmost effort to leave no stone unturned, no matter how insignificant it may be. So too, we should exert all of our effort and energy into every mitzvah that comes our way, no matter how insignificant it may seem. At the end of our parsha, the Torah mentions that Nachor's wife Milcah was a relative of Yiscah. Who is Yiscah? Rashi says this was none other than Sarah, and that the name Yiscah is derived from three praises, and that Sarah comes from the Lashon of Sarara, power. As of Moshe in the Kol Ram Os Yotes, why do you refer to as Sarah, which is only demonstrative of one praise, and not Yiscah? I might add that Sarah is a very common name for women nowadays, but I've never met a woman named Yiscah, though I do happen to know a man whose middle name is Yiscah, albeit he spells it a bit differently. Why is this? Rav Moshe answers that when a person is young, they need more praises as a chizuk, and that is supposed to help them grow. However, when a person gets older and has gone to the point where they are, by doing good deeds, and they're now worthy of praise, more praises become inappropriate. Rav Moshe compares this to the Gemara in Brachos Daf Lama Gimel Amud Beis of the Chazon, who added on to the praises of Hashem and Shemon Esrei. The goal is to get to the stage in life where you become so great that when someone tries to praise you, anything they say can't capture your true essence and is a slight to your kavod. The Lashon of Sarara, from which Sarah gets her name, is the ultimate praise. How is this so? She wasn't a queen. What was she the ruler of? I think based on the first piece, we can suggest that the ultimate praise and the ultimate expression of Sarara, of power, is manifested in one's children. A person can do many great things, but will ultimately leave this world. The greatest nachas is when one is able to successfully impart their values unto their children, and the children take what they learned in the home and become great people in their own right. Parents always want their children to exceed them in greatness, as the Radak tells us in Melachim Aleph, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Mem Zayin. As we see from Rashi in next week's Parsha, Perikin Beis Pasuk, okay, that Sarah was known to be Megayeres as Hanashim. By keeping the name Sarah until today, we demonstrate this idea of the ultimate goal, bringing people closer to Avodas Hashem. Everyone should have a great Shabbos.